is
Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Live from the TTLO Media Group Studios located inside where the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, that's right, the birthplace of gospel music. That's where we are, man, and I'm excited as always to be here. It's your boy, your host, minister, the one, the only. Now, why do these tags all get messed up? Minister L. King in the studio, man. I'm excited to be here. It's Praise Break Friday. Look, I know I talked about us doing a little battle today, but I wanted to make sure it was done the right way, so we're going to postpone some of that for today. Just for today, we're going to postpone that, so we're going to do a little traditional day. We're going to have us an article and do what we do, but we still going to have a good Holy Ghost time. Amen? Amen. As always, like I said before, it's your boy, your host. If you did not know, Mr. Danny L. King, I am in the studio, but I'm never by myself. Because what I got the best producer in the land. I got the one, the only, Latonya Melton hammering the other side of the glass. And if that ain't good enough for you, I got the intern Michelle handling all of the other business of the show. I'm just excited now. I'm excited to be here. I look forward to getting out. You know, when you have no place to go, you know, you look forward to getting out, you know, unless you're doing something, you know, at home, or you're online for the school, or if you have to go to the school to do some stuff, you really don't have opportunities to really get out unless you're going to the store, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I try to adhere to the essentials, you know. Although I do just want to get in my car and just take a long drive, just be like, oh, I was outside, you know. But anyway. Again, I'm just excited. To be here with you all today. And today's conversation is going to be good. Y'all ready for this? This is good. Psalm 51. We need to sigh in worship. We need to sigh in worship, huh? Come on, let something out. We need to sigh in worship. That's what today's topic of conversation is going to be, and I'm just excited to share that with you all today. But look, if it's your first time listening, first time watching, first time ever, whatever, let me give you the rundown on how you could be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, all you got to do is dial area code 323-870-4375. That's your call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you're already on the line, you want to be a part of the show, if you want to actually say some words to me and be live on the air with your boy, just push one, right? Just push one. That'll get you in. My producer, check it out. Make sure you trying to know Jesus. Because we want to talk to everybody. But we want to make sure that you're trying to know him before we let you on the air. Because sometimes some of y'all do a lot of talking. I didn't realize that I don't have the thing in the background because I zoomed in too far, but we all right. Yeah. just a little bit. I didn't realize I had did that.
Oh, shoot.
What?
It went back that way.
Uh-oh. All right.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We good? Oh. I see your face, though.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we good. Thank you. Bless you. we got a close-up.
Yeah, real close.
But, man, look, I'm just glad. But just push one. That'll get you to one of them. They will make sure you can get on the line with me. If you're listening, if you want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Be glad to read your email on the air. If you are on social media, you can follow the show. Real simple, real easy to do. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's 2T1L1O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on the gram, that's right, follow us on Instagram. That's simple. That's real easy to do. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio as well. That's simple, real easy to do. 2T1L1O, TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Facebook, y'all come on in, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. The live stream is up and running. I think some of y'all are coming on in. Yeah, y'all come on in. Yeah, call y'all mama then. Y'all come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my scripture. Huh? Come on in the room. But it's you can follow us on Facebook Live. The live streams are up and running. You can check in now and do it. Let me know where you're watching from and all that good stuff. Don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can also download the iHeartRadio app and do a simple search for TTLO Radio, and you can find us there. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio show, that's like the flagship show, but you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk. There's some previous episodes of Healthy Soul Talk available on there. They've been on hiatus because of the whole quarantine and lockdown, so that's why they don't have any live shows up and running right now. But that's her show is every Tuesday, normally at 6 o'clock with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, real solutions. That's every Tuesday. Normally live at 6 o'clock with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Then on Thursdays, there's Grindology. Grindology, the show for your business, your brand, your marketing expertise, any of those things you may need with Lisette Hunting. I was going to tell her name up with Lisette because we were talking about the other Lisette. With Lisette Hunting every Thursday at 7 p.m. right here at the TTLO Media Group Studios. And then on Fridays, we come back and all that, and, you know, all that good stuff. Don't forget, we are located inside where? The historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. Look, if you have not been checking out, I know y'all do a lot of church hopping on Sundays, right? We go into more churches. I've visited more churches in the last 6 weeks than I have in a long time. So if you do some church hopping, come on in and take a few minutes and hop in on the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church page on Facebook, or you can go to our website. That's EbenezerBronzeville.org, right? Yeah, EbenezerBronzeville.org. You can check out the live feed. Our worship services, man, look, I'll say this. They are getting, our online worship services are getting better and better and better. So I'm just excited about that. So come on and tune on in. I know y'all go to a bunch of churches on Sunday, but spend a few minutes with us here at the birthplace of gospel music. You won't be disappointed. Amen? Amen. So look, all right, can I talk about a couple things? So I try not to do, I save my radio show to do my talking. I don't post a lot of stuff on Facebook because I have a talk show, so I can come in here and talk about whatever I want to talk about. But I saw the clip from y'all's president where he was asking one of his medical advisors, wouldn't it be great if we could, like, inject the disinfectant into the people? Now people wanted to come out and say he was joking, that he was smiling. And then he came out and defended what he said yesterday. He was saying how he thought it would be really great if they could figure out a way, because of the stuff with the sanitizer and stuff, how it wipes the stuff away. It would be a way if they could get that inside the body and clean from the inside out. Y'all's president, y'all, you. I'm pointing right there. You voted. You did. You. So I posted this video. I want to share something with you all because, so you know, I got a lot of. Can I go to where is my? I'm going to move out of this for a second. Where is my? I'll do it on this side. So I got quite a few friends on Facebook, right? And they're called friends because that's what Facebook calls them. I don't know these people. Let me clarify that. All right, let me clarify that. So this morning, while I was in, I posted my Facebook post early this morning, roughly about nine. I was in the middle of my class with my crew, and so I posted this. This thing, and this person hit my inbox, which is what they do. They hit my inbox, and the question was, mind you, I've never had a conversation. They asked me this question, and I'm going to read it like they wrote it. You're a pastor. That was the question. You're a pastor. And it popped up, so I said, my name is Dan. And I responded, yes, I'm a minister. And I said, you are, right? Because the name says Mystica. Mm-hmm. Mystica, okay? And Mystica, this is what she says. She says, with all due respect, I do. See, when anytime you lead it with that, that's like saying, I'm coming to you out of love. Because to me, it says, with all due respect, I urge you to take your post before the living God and ask him if you should keep it up or not. Do you understand how we got in this mess in the first place? Surely you hear from God pride and hatred. So for those of you who did not see my Facebook post earlier, let me go here for a hot second. For those of you who did not see my Facebook post earlier, all I did was I put up a post this morning. There's a picture that a friend of I got sent, and I'll share it. And it's a guy laying on his couch did you see it? The guy laying on his couch pretending to have a Lysol IV and a Clorox IV, one going in his, being put into his body intravenously. Right? So I posted it, and then my comment was, my status said, look at the bright side. If all the 45 supporters go ahead and do this, November 2020 will be a cakewalk. That's what I said. Y'all do everything he tell y'all to do. Get you some bleach. I've been telling y'all for long to drink some bleach. But get you some bleach and do it intravenously. So that's what I said. I put the post up. That's what the post said. That's what it was, right? In the meantime, this lady comes in my inbox. And I said, wow. That was my response to all she said. I said, wow. That's all I had. I just said, wow. She says, I'm here to bring the truth. Take it or leave it. Mind you, I ain't never talked to a woman before in my life. It doesn't matter to me if you agree or not. God will expose the areas they need to be exposed one by one. May the Holy Spirit correct you. I'm just reading what she wrote me, y'all. And turn you to the Word. Have a good day. I pray this truth is highlighted to you. Then she kept typing because I still haven't responded. He said, love one another and pray for your enemies. Did he not? Is your post love? Your, Y-O-R, a leader. I'm reading it like she wrote it. And then she continued to type. Mind you, I still have yet to respond because I'm in the middle with my kids. She says, and just look at the comments that you started. Now she's mad because of the way people are responding, right? She says, are those love or are they contrary to the word and the character of God? Huh? Right, and that's okay if she disagreed, Felicia. She could have just said on the post, I disagree. But you didn't in my inbox. You came for me. I didn't send for you. You came for me. Right? So then I started typing after she said, are they contrary to the word and contrary to the character of God? So now, by this time, I'm typing. So you know when somebody's typing you a message, you can see that they're typing. So immediately, again, my response has still not shown up, and she says, I don't want to hear your response. There's no excuse. Repent is what she told me. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Mystica Armstrong. Y'all can look it up. So then I said, I pray for all leaders of this country. And then she responded, as you should. And then I don't like her tone, so, you know, now, you know, I say, okay, let me go ahead and respond. So I said, you know nothing about me, and you're judging me based on one post. Huh? You based on one post. And this is what she says. This is her response. I judge behavior as I should. And yes, I'm judging the behavior of a leader putting up such a post. It is a disgrace. So then, because this is what she said, I said, okay, since you're the righteous judge, do you judge the president's behavior? He is a leader. She says, and you're right, I know nothing about you. And I corrected her, I got tired of seeing it, so I corrected it. I just sent her the correct spelling, which made her a little bit more upset. So I asked her again. Do you judge the president's behavior? She says, listen, if you're going to defend your unbiblical post, then I don't want to hear it. I'm deleting you if this is the way you hold yourself. Hold on! So I responded, you still haven't answered my question. Do you judge your president's behavior? She says, I will not expose myself to it. I am not here to answer your questions. That's what she told me. I am not here to answer your questions. I'm here to bring you the truth. Did I not speak the truth? So now y'all pray for me because y'all know I'm a preacher and I try not to say certain stuff. But you know, sometimes I just have to let some stuff out. So she says, is what you spoke, she asked me, she says, is what I said to you not the truth? I said, no, not one word of it. I said, I exposed this president's foolish behavior. You know what her response was? That's not your job. But it's your job to be in my inbox. But that's not my job. She said, that's not your job. She said, that's God's job. Then she told me to go read Matthew 12 and 36. There's the truth for you. So then I had to go ahead and just do what I do because sometimes people bring it up out of me. I said, first of all, you're a walking contradiction. I said, what you're doing to me, you told me not to do to the president because you're judging, right? She says, I'm walking in truth. And I said, so am I. I said, because I just simply put up a illustration of what your president was asking the doctor, can the people do, right? And then she goes, she tries to stay right, my post is supposed to be biblical. Come on, Felice, I guess every post I post is supposed to have a scripture on it. So then she says, will my post win souls? Will my post win souls? Or will you cause hate? She says, I'm simply looking at the fruit. It's just that simple. So I was ready to cuss. Y'all know I was ready to cuss. You know, I got some cusses in my family. So I was ready to cuss. But I didn't. And I said, have a great day. That's that's how I ended it, right? I called myself ending it. I said, have a great day. And then she says, I have not hated you on this post. You have a great day as well. So I left it alone for about 15 minutes. And I went back and I read it. But because I don't know Mystica Armstrong, watch this now. Because I don't know Mystica Armstrong, I said, let me click her profile and do some scrolling and some reading before I make a false judgment to someone, before I jump to conclusions. Let me scroll down her profile and see some statuses that she put up. And lo and behold, Mystica Armstrong, I don't know how we friends, we got two friends in common, and the two friends we got in common, I don't know. But Mystica Armstrong is a bona fide Republican Trump supporter. She is a Trump supporter 100%. So what did Dana do after Dana learned? Dana has to, you know, after I learn, I teach. That's what I do. When I learn, I teach. So I went and I said this to her. Y'all pray for me because here's my response. I said, I just went through your profile and I learned so much. I said, you stopped love for this president, which is why you felt so comfortable rebuking me. I said, yet I can't find one post of you rebuking any of your presidents hateful, any of your presidents disrespectful, or any of your presidents distasteful comments towards men, women, human beings, senior citizens, and the disabled. I said, so in all due respect, Mr. Armstrong, stay the hell out of my inbox. I said it. Y'all pray for me. I said it. I did. It's there. And I said, and worry about your salvation, because I'm good with Jesus. And you be blessed. That's how I decided to fix that. These people is crazy. These people are crazy. I went through all of her posts, and I'm trying to see, she says this is her job to judge leaders. But you won't say nothing against this clown. But you in my inbox. See what I'm saying? I used to have these problems when I used to do this show, and my personal inbox was, and my profile was locked down, and nobody. I just did the show, and you had to find me on TTLO or the Minister King page. You couldn't get in this page over here because I kept it locked down. But then, no, your page needs to be public. You need to highlight. Yeah, I'm blaming you. But you know, all that stuff. That's how I end up with foolishness. So y'all pray for Mystica. Mystica, or the Mystica. Mystika Armstrong. Y'all pray for her. Because I don't think she'll be back no time soon. But it's just amazing. I mean, the hypocrisy of it all. She came for me. And I don't bother nobody. Why you laughing? You laughing real hard. Why? I really don't bother though. I bother people.
Oh, but okay, address the women over there having the comment fight about your post.
Oh right, and then it was a whole fight in my post talking about some right. Like what do I do? But I guess because I put the post up, it's all my fault. Don't come for me. Like I didn't send for you. Please, ma'am, sir, don't stay where you at. Stay over there. Cause I didn't send for you. So, you know, just stay over there. I just thought that was just the craziest thing this morning. They went all the way in. And people still, you know, making comments over there. But yeah, I saw the two and the one lady that kicked it off. Well, I don't know Joy Jenkins and Lisa Tracy. Is her name. Lisa Tracy is a bona fide Republican. A good mentor friend of mine, Keith Gordon, told me, she's a Republican. I'm just going to leave it at that. So she's conservative. And so, I'm used to her. We follow some of the same political post, and she comes in right out the bat, you know, telling black folks they need to get off the Democratic plantation and y'all need to stop being this, like, we can't think for ourselves. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I know the difference between somebody trying to educate someone and somebody who just has a hate for men. I'm going to move on. Yeah. So there you go. Anyway. So yeah, that was my morning, and then dealing with my wonderful children in my fifth and sixth grade cruise today. My wonderful children in my fifth and sixth grade cruise today. So it was interesting. And then JB, our beloved governor, JB just came and shut down everything. JB done told y'all he done canceled the backyard barbecues for me. JB done just came out and said, I'm going to have to extend this to May 31st. May 31st, y'all. Like May 31st. Like for real now. I'm already mad that my birthday is coming on May the 5th. And like
on Taco Tuesday.
On Taco Tuesday. Right. My birthday coming on Taco Tuesday. And it's a full, I'm having a full Cinco de Mayo moment in my head, but I can't go nowhere. Cause I can't go
Tuesday.
I know, right? I can't go nowhere. And cause they got everything locked down. This is not the way the whole journey for 50. It's like what fuck? Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I ain't made it yet, but I'm grateful for the process to get there. But really, I feel like you know, like I got a bad grade and I'm gonna punish me for my birthday. That's what it feel like.
Oh, sure,
you got what?
When you got that 95.
That time I got a 95 during my ordination.
Uh-huh.
Why do you bring that up? That's so rude.
You
said
that.
But you ain't have to. You did not have to bring that up, though. See? I'm sorry. She was telling me she had a picture from my ordination. And so, you know, when you go through ordination, you're on trial with other ministers, right, during the ordination process. So we were all there. So it was myself and it was five of us, right? Me, one, two, Vanilla, one, seven. It was five of us and a deacon. So it was four of us and a deacon. And they did, they canceled the Chosen Few is a wrap, Gospel Fest is a wrap, Blues Fest is a wrap. Right. Oh, you know what? And that dawned on me too. They canceled Gospel Fest. That means what we was trying to do over here, it probably got shut down. Yeah, so let me move on before I get more mad. But anyway, at the ordination, let me help y'all out with something. So at the ordination, and I'd seen the ordination before, but I didn't know that they do all this. So I studied for my ordination, which is what I do. I studied for my ordination. I studied for the questions and the verses that I needed to learn verbatim. It was something else too. It was the verses, and then it was the Articles of Faith from the National Baptist Convention. I had to, you know, you had to learn all that stuff, right? So I studied my stuff, right? And we were supposed to come. The thing was, they put the chairs in front of the church, and so this is one of the times we need our extra little software stuff. We ain't got none of that tonight, y'all, so don't be looking for it. Because you could put the picture up, So we all lined up in front of the church in our seats, and we had no paper, no nothing, no pens. We were empty-handed, and they had a panel. On my panel was Pastor Ricky Guyton, Pastor, what's the big tall guy's name? Daggett, Pastor Gregory Daggett, and then there was a lady minister. I can't remember her name, and then it was Pastor Miller. So it was four of them. That was the panel. And I think Turk. Wasn't Pastor Turk there? I think Pastor Benjamin Turk from Central Memorial. So those were the people on the panel. So we had Ricky Guy, who was time was the president, or still is the president, or the moderator for the Northwood River Baptist District, Pastor Benjamin Turk. He was all, he's like the second moderator for the Illinois Baptist, whatever. So they were all there for my ordination, right? So I'm standing up there, and I'm sitting there. So we go through the thing. When they got to my questions, right, I got asked to recite the article of faith that they gave me. I said it, right? I didn't pause. I didn't hesitate. I answered the question. When they asked me the questions they asked me, I answered every question. I was ready. I mean, I had it in my mind. I said it, right? I did all that. So other people who were on trial, you know, they was fumbling over words. Not everybody. Myself and Deacon Brandon Terry. Deacon Terry was on trial. He's the only deacon that was on trial. Brandon Terry, we stepped, right? He answered his questions. Boom, he was hitting them all, right? Hitting all his questions. But then, so they said, okay, we're going to go to the back. So we were up there in our suits. We had on our suits and stuff, right? Whatever clothes we had on, that's what we had on. When we went in the back, that's when they told us to put our collars on, because we weren't wearing the collars yet, right? We didn't wear the collars and all that stuff. So we go in the back, and they come out, and I'm thinking they're going to give everybody their individual, you know, scores, right, or whatever. So I knew what my score was. So my pastor at the time, Pastor Ray Williams, he stands up there. He says, he goes to the pulpit. He says, yeah, we did this. He says, after conferring with the other members of the panel and everything else, we've decided that we were going to score you all collectively. Collectively? What you mean collectively? So he said, and y'all, and then he said, and you all got a cumulative score of 95. Did my hand go up, or did I just, what? I don't even know what my reaction was. It probably wasn't good, though. Right, I think I put my head down, because I know 95 is a good grade, but I got 100. Let's just clear this up right now. I was very upset that I got, you know, because old girl that was to the right of me over here, I mean, you know, you know, she was to my left. I thought she was sitting right here.
Nobody's to your
right. I was off on the end. Oh, I did sit on the end. Okay, so she was to the left. But anyway, she missed like all her answers. All, look at what I'm telling you, all, in the words of Dexter. All. She missed all her answers. My other minister that was up there fumbled over most of his stuff. We got a 95. Really? Really? You had to bring it up, because that upset me a little bit. I had to. I'm like, that's one of them back down memory lane moments.
Back down memory lane. I see a photograph. I see a photograph. Kind of name it.
That Minnie Ripperton, she hit that note. That note. I need the only way I get that note is I need some drawers on about five sizes too small. Them notes, Minnie Ripperton, let me get her name right now. Ripperton, not to drink. Minnie Ripperton sang that song. Anyway, y'all, why'd you bring that up? I'm mad all over again. I'm going to email, I'm going to text message Pastor Ray. Be like, I'm still mad. I'm still holding the girl. I forgave. I didn't forget. Look, this is in the Bible. Don't say nothing about forget. It says forgive. I forgave. I ain't forgot, though. Hey, look. I study. When I study, I'm most myself. Shanti said you had my ordination too. I was?
In real life?
In real life? What I miss?
We see each other.
What? I was in the went to ordination Chateau, or was you ordained on PPLO? What I missed? I'm just wondering. Oh, God. Anyway. That was that. So here's the thought that I had, right? So, you know, we're on lockdown. I assumed that, you know, I was hoping that they would take us off gradually, you know, at the end of the month, right, next week. And then, you know, middle of the month, we'd be a little bit more open. And then June-ish, we'd be kind of back open, right? And then I was thinking because we'd be back open in June-ish, we could still go forward with kids' graduations and kids' proms, right? But, you know, the longer we extend this thing, the worse it's going to get. But here is my question. What would stop? And this, so I was in a meeting on. We had a administrative meeting for the school the other day, and the question got asked. Good old Mr. Clark. Even though we were told not to ask, Mr. Clark asked anyway about graduation. And I like what the head of our school said. She said there is no law that says we have to hold graduation in June. So she kind of implied that she was like, there's nothing stopping us from having a graduation in July. There's nothing stopping us from having a graduation the first week of August, just to, you know, to have the service. So I was like, wow, you know, that's just, okay, Shante, I see what you're saying now. Okay, got it. Because I was confused for a moment. You had me a little confused. Because I do go places, but the memory. And I would remember, where was you ordained at? In Freeport or Chicago? Because I know. Now, if you could lie and say I went to yours in Freeport, I mean in Chicago, and I might believe you, but not down to the Freeport, though. Not down to the Freeport. That much I know. Anyway, y'all, I had to share that. I just wanted to share that with y'all real quick, man. So I hope we're still able to do something for the kids. It would be great if the lockdown was somewhat released a little bit more in, say, June-ish, and we could get our kids could have a real graduation and they could still do some prom. Because I thought about this with the proms. The hotels still need that money. So they could easily push them things. I know people's weddings and stuff have been pushed back and things like that, and birthday parties and all that kind of stuff. I think I would hope that, you know, in mid-June, July, we're talking about, hey, we're still going to be doing some graduations and things like that. So that's just the hope that we're still able to do these. That we could do these things, man. It's because I know some kids, especially the kids that work for it, right? The kids that busted their behinds, that work for it, you know, it's something that I hope we're able to do for them. All right, this is what we're going to do. So I was going to do the whole request thing, but then here's the problem with taking requests for music, right? The way our software is set up, I could take the request. But half of y'all won't be able to hear it because my people on the Blog Talk side wouldn't be able to hear it, right? So because some of y'all are going to request some stuff that's not in my regular lineup, right? So we're not going to be able to do that. So I'm not going to do, and in Georgia, thank you, Shante, for that. So, you know, Georgia reopened up today. Some supposedly essential services, barbershops, beauty shops, and bowling alleys. Now, I felt that bowling alley open up, though. I felt like I could be. I haven't thrown the boat. When was the last time? When boat? Second week of March? First week or second week of March?
Yeah,
we got when we were told not to come back. They shut us down. I really, really, as much as I was tired of bowling because we sucked. We got better towards the end, but I mean we started off good. It was that middle. I'm getting mad all over again. Back down memory lane. It was that middle section where we started to suck, and we could never come out of that. We could never get out of that rut. But I miss bowling, man. It's like we take for granted our luxuries, right? Things that we would call luxury, we take them for granted. Look on the top of my head. I see something on the screen. Well, maybe I just wiped it off. I thought I saw something on my. Oh, it's gone. It was something on my head. Okay, it was like a dot or something. it's still there. Or is that my mold? What is this? Like right over.
Oh,
is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's shining extra today, all on the camera. Like, what is this? Is that what that is? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just extra today. Y'all pray for me. Y'all, my mind is bad. I'm like, what is that right there? And then I'm trying to wipe it off. Oh, God. I know it's bad business. Georgia opened up, but I love what Jamal, y'all know Pastor Jamal Bryant. Y'all can say what y'all want. Jamal Bryant can preach and teach. I ain't finna argue with y'all about nothing else. But Jamal Bryant can preach and he can teach. But Jamal Bryant, I think William Murphy, and some others in Georgia, E.J. Smith, and some others, they said they're not opening up their churches. They're not going to open up their churches. They said they're still going to do virtual service. They said they're not comfortable in putting their people's lives at risk or doing anything of the like. So that's good to hear, man. I don't understand it. She wants to say black folks' venues. Not sure if the strip club opened up. Magic City ain't open. What'd you say? Hey, right. In the beauty shops, and they want y'all to practice social distancing. In the beauty shop, while the beautician is standing over you with your hair in her hand and all in your face, and I guess she wearing a mask and you wearing a mask too. Is that the how you wearing the mask and it's over your or it's on your neck? I guess that's possible. Okay, because the mask goes over the back of your head, but I guess if you put the strings all the way around the back of your neck, then you can get your hair done. Is that?
Okay, some masks are coming with fasteners. They
down. Oh, okay, got it. All right, whatever. I hear y'all. Y'all go on in there and get your. And get your hair did, because at least it'll be done before the funeral. Go on in there and get your hair did, at least it'll be done. That's one less job. Maybe the funeral home and get your people a discount, because your hair was already did when you went up in there. So, I ain't going. I do this myself. I ain't got to go down to the barber. I did good this last time, though, because I got a little extra, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for the barbershop, none of that. That's too, yes. When they talking about getting one person in at a time and doing all that, y'all go ahead. So that's all I got. All right, so what's going to do? What time is it? It's 7:43. I'm going to take a quick break. And then we're going to go ahead and jump into tonight's conversation, right? Psalm 51. We need to sign in worship. We need to sigh. I said sign. We need to sigh in worship. You know, right. We need to sigh in worship. But in the meantime, let's do this. Let me give y'all some music so I can take a quick break. Let me give y'all some of this. Where is my girl at? I ain't played the Nature joint in a minute. Where's Praise Party? That's what I want to hear. Praise Party. Let me get some of that in here. It is Praise Break Friday, though. I could just come on and do a little bit of this.
Now come on, put your hands together if you believe it tonight. What are you doing?
I'm looking up to the Lord.
Let's go.
What you say? Worship. The article was just written a couple days ago by John Zimmer. It's on churchleaders.com. That's the topic of tonight's conversation. We need to sigh in worship. Sigh in worship. This is what. Did we get. Let me see something real quick. Okay, we did. I was about to say somebody about Facebook was acting funny. Because I see people kind of fell off for a minute. Might have been the music. Who knows? Anyway. Psalm 51 simply says this. The writer of the book says this, I'm sorry, of the article says, have you ever considered why we sigh? S-I-G-H, you know, sigh. He says, you know, the cleansing breath that comes along from time to time, it seems to accompany a time of stress or punctuates frustration or exasperation, right? Researchers have identified sighing as a deep breath roughly twice the size of our regular breathing. The writer goes on to say, it's an interruption of irregular breaths. It can be brought on by stress, anxiety, fear, or frustration. It is a reset for our breathing pattern that puts us back into a healthier breathing rhythm. Interesting. Okay. The writer goes on to say this. He says, there are times in our Christian pilgrimage when we sigh. Frustration can overwhelm us and immerse us in self-pity and stress, just as the physical challenges of life can bring fatigue and anxiety. Spiritual struggles can paralyze our faith. Yeah. I guess it takes me, what's the name of the movie? With Whitney Houston. And all of them, with the ladies, Whitney Houston and a bunch of ladies.
Oh,
waiting to exhale. That's it. Exhale, sigh. It's a, you know, waiting to catch that breath, to you know, it's an amazement, and it's one of those things. So I like this. So the writer goes on to say, Psalm 51, he says, is a sighing song. He says you can almost visualize David struggling to regain his spiritual respiratory equilibrium, his regular spiritual breathing. A serious lapse in David's commitment to God has damaged his pursuit of God's heart, and you can hear the frustration in the first half of his lament. So this is what we're going to do, y'all. I'm going to read for you first Psalm 51. This is good too. I'm gonna read for you first Psalm 51. There's a reason why I didn't see this earlier, because I would have been trying to preach from Psalm 51. But we're gonna be all right on Sunday. Psalm 51 says this. Thank you. This is what David said in Psalm 51. He says, have mercy on me, God, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. He says, against thee, O only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, and thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, he says, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. O God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Come on now, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Ooh, this is preaching, huh? Let me roll that. Good Lord, this is preaching. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good place, pleasure unto Zion. Build thou walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and holy burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. So that's the entire Psalm 51. So this is what the writer says. The writer says this. He says, a serious lapse in David's commitment to God has damaged his pursuit of God's heart. And you can hear the frustration in the first half of his lament. David says this in verse 3. I can't get my mistake out of my head and out of my heart. Woo! Come on now. Verse 3. He says, I can't get my mistake out of my head and out of my heart. Verse 5, he says, I have been a screw-up all my life. This must be the Message Bible. Verse 5, he says, because the King James says, because I was, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He says, I've been a screw-up my whole life. Oh, God. Come on, David. David goes on in verse 6 to say, I know better than what I did. Woo! Huh? My God. Then he says, verse 8, I want to hear joy and gladness again. I want to hear it again. Verse 10 through 12, God, don't give up on me. Fix my spirit so I can experience joy again. That's what he says, right? David was saying he needed a reset, right? He realized that there was nothing he could do to regain his footing, to right his way. There is no payment or sacrifice that will heal this. This is what David says. He says, I realize now that laying aside my huge ego is what was needed. Huh? Come on now. Come on now. Come on. I'm trying to. I want y'all to get this. This thing is rich. His spirit was broken. Right? David's spirit was broken. And I like this. The writer says, there are times in our spiritual pilgrimage when we are broken. We have stumbled, and the business and the bruises, rather, I can't read because these words on this paper are real small. I'm using this here, instead of having it up on the thing, because I didn't want to take down all the stuff. And this iPad mini is mini. For real. It's many for real. I'm over here struggling for real. I know you can stretch it, but then it takes away from the page, man. Oh, you know what? This will work though. This will work. All right. So this is what David says. The writer says this. He says, our home remedies and salves are healing us and we sigh. We have reached the end of ourselves and we find ourselves in Psalm 51. Yeah. He says, we have surrendered to the moment. We may not have orchestrated a murder like David had, but we are crippled with guilt and we sigh. Take that breath to say, you ever been there? You ever taken that when you know you messed up, when you know you did something wrong, and you're sitting there and you just have to go, it's funny, I was watching, what was I watching the other day? It's this new show on Netflix. Is it Hulu or Netflix? The producer from Blackish. It's called Black, I can't say it on this show, but it's called Black AF. Yeah. It's Netflix, yeah. The guy did a reenactment from the scene in Minister of Society with Bill Duke, and he was sitting in the... Right. That's what the sigh is. It's like... but that's what happened, man, when you know you messed up, right? So the writer goes on to say this. He says, sign is that physical release of breath that almost sounds like our last. It's exhaustion, frustration, or catastrophe has slowed us, and we have no ready answer but to let out a wordless breath of air. We are signaling God that we are out of strength. When you sigh, and you just go, Lord, I can't do any more than what I've already done. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I don't have anything left. God, I'm exhausted. I'm tired of running around in the same circle. I'm tired of being on the hamster wheel. Oh, God, help me. I'm tired of having the same issues over and over again. Lord God, that's what it is, right? That's what it is. I like this, y'all. This is good. Then he says, part of corporate worship, is sighing. Interesting. Part of corporate worship is sighing. We need to go beyond the traditional view of confession and sigh. Spiritual sighing, just like the physical respiratory act, is a collective reset. Mm-hmm. He says we need to release and interrupt our desperate breaths and allow God to restore a rhythm and pace that reflects steadfast steps of faith. Woo, this is rich. He says further, we need to listen for the signs. The faith family of God experiences and enjoys a peace this world does not understand when we are healing agents. There are times when we need to sigh collectively and breathe together. The church needs to release the frustration, despair, and anxiety of living in enemy territory, our world, this side of heaven, and reset our souls breathing, taking in God's spirit to feed and refresh his new creation within us. All it's saying is, you know what? Is take a breath and reset, right? A sigh, can I help somebody? A sigh is an equivalent to a slap. Y'all don't hear me. You ever seen movies where people are talking and they're so discombobulated and the person on the other side just smacks them so they can stop? Just to get their attention, right? A sigh is your way of stopping. So watch this. So you can stop and you can hear God. It's kind of hard to hear God when you're doing all the talking. Y'all don't get me. It's hard to hear God when you're doing all the talking. It's hard to hear his voice when you're doing all the talking. It's hard to hear him when you're constantly running and talking. Oh, God, I need you. God, help me. God, how about you just take a breath and breathe? Sometimes I don't have asthma. I don't have respiratory issues or bronchitis or any of those things, but I know people that do. And sometimes the act of not being able to breathe causes you to panic. And what happens is you want to be able to take just a deep breath. Sometimes you have to just sit down and That's what sighing is. It's a reset. It's a time of contemplation. Yeah, I like that word. It's a time of reset. It's a time of rethinking. It's a time of redirection. It's a time when your GPS says redirecting, changing direction. That's what it's doing. I like this. The writer goes on to say this. He says, notice in the final verses that David turns his attention to the congregation of Israel. His journey from despair has taken him from a long view of his sin to a healing unity of his people. That's good. He goes on to say this. In Psalm 51, he says, Psalm 51 is the sighing song, then Psalm 23 is that breathing reset that brings renewal. So let's pause right there. Psalm 51 is the reset. That's recognizing that I've done some things wrong, right? That's David saying, I recognize that I screwed up, right? That's David saying, look, I know I screwed up, and because I know it, I want to bring it to you that before you cast judgment, before you do whatever it is you're going to do, let me let you know that I know I messed up. Let me come to you, can I say it like the old deacons, let me come to you knee-bowed and body bent. You know, that's what David is saying in Psalm 51. David is saying, look, I know. David said, look, I've been tore from the floor up since I showed up. Right? David said, even the way I got here was wrong. So I know I've been messed up. I know I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I know these things. This is what David was saying in this verse. And can we be humble enough? That's the question we want to ask. Are we humble enough to recognize that we can do better? Are we humble enough to recognize that when we mess up, we need to not atone, but own it? That's it. That we need to own our mistake. That we need to own our situation. That we need to own our own where we are, own what you did, own the mistakes, own the sin, own the mistake, and then it's just like if you hurt somebody's feelings, if you cause aught with someone, can you say, you know what, my bad, and mean it, you know, because sometimes my bad is just my bad, but no, can you say my bad? And meaning, can you literally tell somebody that, you know what, I know that this is not what we intended. I know this is not the circumstances in which we wanted this thing to happen. I know we could do so much better than this. That's what David is saying. David is saying, Lord, whatever you do, huh? Don't take your joy away from me. Paul Morton says like this, God, whatever you're doing in this season, glory to him, don't do it without me. Woo, I could sing that right there. Pat, I saw her on here earlier, Pat Lewis. I saw her earlier. Pat would give me, I tried to get Pat to help me with some notes when I first started preaching. And Pat, because Pat says she used to teach preachers, Pat Lewis. She says she used to teach preachers how to change the keys in the middle of their hoop. She would work with them and tell them how to go from a hoop to a hoop, you know, one of them things, right? I know I was off. And if you say something to me, your mom. But if, what? Leave me alone. But I'm just saying, if you know, pray for me. I know I can't sing. I'm gonna give you some lessons. When I was younger, when I first, you know what it was? When I got on the very first praise team at Kingdom, when they had me leading Fred Hammond joints, it was like, what I can do is I mimic the song, the singer, the way that the singer sings it, right? So I tried to sound like Fred Hammond. I tried to sound like Marvin Sapp. I tried to sound like, I was trying to sound like, what's my man's name? The Winers brother, Marvin Winers, when he sang "Let the Church Say Amen," because and I only sung that song once too, because I refused to do it again. Right, God has spoken, and I let the church say amen. I sung that song one time at the church anniversary. Y'all remember that? Kingdom people, y'all remember that? But my ear will try to mimic what I heard, right? So that's not singing. I just call that mimicking. I don't sing. But I remember my very first praise team I was on. I was so, like, after singing a couple times, they kept pushing me up that same song. There was this music place in Oak Park. My god mom Priscilla used to park her car in their parking lot called Doraland Music. I'm taking y'all way back. Anybody remember Doraland? Anybody remember Doraland Music? Is that South Boulevard? What street is that where 7-Eleven is over there? South Boulevard. Doraland Music is in Oak Park on South Boulevard. I went there for like 3 months. I went there for 3 months just so they could, because see, I know the scales. I took music. I was in the band. We had to learn music. And if I look at music long enough, I can read it off the paper. But then, can I make that translate to a keyboard? The way my eyes and my hands set up, no, it don't work. But I know what the scales. I know C, B flat, E sharp, D sharp, B flat. I know that stuff. But he was trying to help me go through the process, so I was feeling good about it, right? Because I wanted to be able to sing and know what note. If somebody say put me in a certain key, like, all right, I'm good. Because the real singers, the good preachers, they can sing. They be like, hey, put me in B flat, The only thing that I do know, and I thank Chris Hicks and Sean McCurdy for telling me that my key is D. That much I do know. Now, maybe that was a while back, but my key is D. So that's why I need my keyboard back in here, so I can be hitting, so I can hit the D on the, so I can hit D. She just told me YouTube for D, y'all. She said YouTube for D. Oh, God. Yeah, see, it's the ray in the do. When you do do, re, mi, fa, sol, the ray is D. That's my note. That the ray. Ray is D. That's, stay right there. Keep right there. And then if you want to modulate to another D, I'm good. But it's got to stay on D, because anything outside of that, I'm liable to go. I start on D and we end up on I, and then we got a problem. Yeah, ain't no I in there. I end up here. I be good on D, and then somebody talk about some change in keys, and before you know it, it's like, you're supposed to just, go to, the next one. And I'd be like, well, you said F, and I feel H in my spirit. So I'm just trying to tell y'all. Anyway, you have to have, you got to be able to release, you got to be able to praise God even in the midst of a reset, even in the midst of recognizing where you are, recognize your error, recognize your mistake, right? The one thing that because of grace, because of mercy, because of the price that was paid on Calvary's mountain, because of that, We don't have to do what David did. We don't have to purge ourselves with hyssop. We don't have to do sackcloth. I know some of y'all walked around with ashes on your forehead this past whatever, but we don't have to walk around with ashes and do all that stuff. That's not necessary because of the cross. Huh? All right. So because of that, we just need to go to God earnestly, right? You take that deep breath and say, Lord, I know that I messed up. Lord, I know I messed up. And recognize it, and then make the necessary adjustments to not mess up again. That's all. Make the necessary adjustments to not mess up again. Sometimes things can be very difficult. Situations can lead you into different areas, but you have to know who your God is. That's what I try to tell people all the time. Who do you serve? You know, we talk about God is a forgiving God, but you need to own what you did. How you gonna ask for forgiveness but don't want to say what you did? That's my question. How can you ask for forgiveness but don't want to say what you did? Don't want to own what you did in that particular season? David was owning his mistake. David was on his mistake. Jonathan, I'm gonna need you to stop messing up keys. Look here. I'm gonna need you to stop messing them up too. But look at what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to told you. Sometimes. I'm telling you. That's okay. One day, I'm gonna get the right musician to sit there when I'm there. My boy Adam. Right. Adam Casey was flowing with. When Adam came over here when I preached, and that one time in band camp, I didn't even realize until I went back, because my niece Danielle told me, Danielle said, Uncle, she said, you don't think I heard when you changed them keys? I said, I did what? She said, yeah, she said, she said. I said, no, I had to go back and watch it. Ain't this about, okay, y'all, okay, it just popped away from my thing. So 2 weeks ago, we were doing the video thing, and Facebook blocked out all music, and UMG kept coming up. So why I just get, see, this is how my mind works. I told y'all I have ADHD. I think I do have it for real. But I have to say stuff when it comes to my mind. I really have Tourette's. Dr. Forbes, if you just want to write that letter for me so I can have that in this season, it would be wonderful. But anyway, we just got the thing back. It says, UMG accepted your dispute and released their claim on your video. If you don't see that, I am focused. That just upset me. See, that's petition the ADAC, that is. But anyway, I'm going to give you the right musician. And they're going to come in here, and they're going to work with your boy. And y'all will see it. It's just going to happen. I'm going to give me a music coach. What do they call it? Vocal coach. Is that what it's called? I'm going to give me a vocal coach. And I'm going to work with somebody. And I haven't even tell y'all. I'm just going to get it. Why are you laughing? What? That's when you get honest. But why you laugh when I tell you to get a vocal coach? Why you laugh though? Huh? If you're honest in here.
What did you say?
I ain't
even
hearing
no. That's okay.
Share
your
talent.
Share your talent. I am. When I get it though, I know. Y'all just gonna know it. Y'all gonna be like, yeah. That's what it's gonna be. Y'all be like, yeah. Y'all gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna be yeah. You're a hater. You're a hater for real. I came with you. That's okay. It's all good. Let me finish the rest of this article. I'm going on. I got to take this abuse. I'm wouldn't say that. Anyway, let me get to the last part of this article. Let me do this real quick, and then we don't get up out of here. The writer says this at the last part of the article. He says, if Psalm 51 is the sighing song, then Psalm 23 is that breathing reset that brings renewal and a steady pace to our often hectic lives. He says the benediction in Psalm 23 is a beautiful picture of reassurance and comfort. The writer says this. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ah, glory to him. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the end of Psalm 23. That's it, y'all. So watch this. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, whatever situation it is, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of being separated from coworkers, being separated from loved ones, not being able to go visit people and things like that, just take a breath. Just take a reset. That's all. Just take a reset. Because just like Psalm 23 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's all. If we just rely on that and let that guide us and let that take us where we want to go, man, that'll keep us in the meantime, right? That'll keep us in the. I preached a few weeks ago about in the meantime, in the meanwhile. That'll keep us, right? So y'all hold on to that, man, and take a sigh, take that deep breath, take that reset. Don't go too fast. Don't go too slow. Don't panic. Just because it's just like one of the great mentors about a great mentor. He's not a mentor of mine personally, but he does mentor. Is Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy is a African American football coach. He coached the Indianapolis Colts to their first Super Bowl. He's the only black coach. He's the first black coach to ever win a Super Bowl championship football coach. He also is a born-again Christian, right? He's a born-again Christian. But Tony Dungy used to always say this when he would teach at the rookie symposiums about social media with the football players. He always said this. He said, before you type the tweet, before you put up the post, he says, take a breath. Before you hit sin. Take a breath before you hit sin. Before you, and look, that thing guided me through my corporate career because I was the king of the nasty email. If you said something stupid in a meeting, I let you know it in the email. If I thought you were slow, you found out real quick in the email. And you know, even though you may be right, I may have been right. In my thinking, I was wrong in my typing. So that breathing before you press send is a reset, right? And I think a sigh is our way of resetting our respiratory breathing, resetting our breathing pattern, and resetting our Christian walk. So take a moment. This time that we have away from our churches. It's a time for reset. I keep telling y'all this. One of the things that I've been working on for Sunday is I believe God is using this time to take us to what I like to call next level. I still don't have a title. I need to get that together. But for some reason, next level is sticking in my head. But that just I don't like the way it sounds. But I guess it ain't up to me. But God is, I believe, during this season, God is taking us to another level. He's taking us to some places. He's using this time to get us ready to move. Yeah. Yeah. He's using this time to get us ready to move. And once we find out what that is, once we find out where God wants us, it's this time that we're in training. Because, see, when it's time, watch this. Ooh, God, this just helped me. This just helped me. I need to say this for Sunday, but it just, I just got it. Like right now, while I'm sitting here, I just got it. When it's time to move, you don't start packing when the movers show up. I'm going to let that sit right there. You don't wait till the movers show up to start packing. Huh? You start moving. Come on now. The moving process starts long before the movers show up. Right? You don't wait till they get there and start packing boxes. You know what I'm saying? So I believe during this time, God is telling y'all to pack up your stuff. I got to stop because that's going to be some of that's going to be for Sunday. I got to get that. I need to. I'm going to go back and have to watch this part so I can write that down somewhere in here. But God is going to use this time. This is the time that God is going to use and set up for us to move. That way, when it's time, when the truck shows up, you're ready. You're ready for the next level, right? And I believe God is going to use this time to let us. This is preparation time. That's been in my spirit ever since we've been on this lockdown. That this is a time of reset. That's a time of reimagining, reinventing. All that. All right. We done. We'll get out of here. Let's pray. Let's pray. Shall we pray? Father God, Lord, we want to say thank you. I start off every prayer this way, God, because it makes no sense to talk to you if I can't thank you first, God. So I just want to say thank you. Lord God, we just want to thank you, God, for just being who you are, God. We just thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, God. We thank you for this library of living, breathing material you call the Bible. God, we just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, that for keeping us, God. We thank you, God, for protection. We thank you, God, for easing those out of depression right now, God. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for covering, God. We just thank you, God, that the blood still works. Lord God, we just thank you today. There are those, God, who are still going through, God. There are those who are sitting in houses alone, God, and they may be feeling that they're alone, God. But your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. And so, God, right now we're praying that you would continue to keep their minds stayed on you, God, and that they know that you're with them and that they know that you cover them and they know that you're protecting them, God. There are some people, God, who are doing this process. They've lost their jobs, God, and they don't know how rent is going to be paid, God. They don't know how they're going to get their next meal, God. But God, if you just show them, God, show them that you're still a provider, God. Show them that there's still balm in Gilead, God. Show them that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are their provider, God. Come on, God. Show them who you are, God. Show them who you are. Show yourself mighty in this world today, God, and we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, God, we leave this place, but never your presence. We ask for your traveling mercy and grace. And like I would say on the Bible study day, for those of you who are getting ready to eat, let me help you. I'm going to bless your food right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I had to go all the way because I'm hungry. I had to do it. I say grace sometimes after Bible study because we be all going to get something to eat. So I say grace so that way you can skip it. I think if I go ahead and say grace now, by the time I go get my food, I done already told the Lord, thank you. What? Nobody want to be. Y'all just don't know. I can't be great. It's not meant for me to be great. But that's okay, though. That's okay. I would tell you like I told, what's her name? Makita. I'm good with Jesus. Huh? Mystical. Move! That's what I should have wrote in my inbox. Move! Get out the way. I'm done. Hey, y'all had to go. Look here, if you're ever, if you got to drive through these special streets, there ain't nobody out there but a few of us, but if you got to drive through these special streets we call Chicago, do me a favor, my brothers and my sister, keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. Two T's, one L, one O. We out. I pushed the button. It didn't work. With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.